everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And His return is so soon, so sudden, and without warning. And I look forward to His return, but I want to do all I can before He returns. This is the place that we can really make a difference. As we live in Him and go forward, doing all that's in His heart, He will guide us into all truth. He will help us do the things that matter most with the time we have. That's why it's so crucial to pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He loves us, and He loves us truly. He loves every soul. Sometimes we don't realize how much He loves people, even the ones that are contrary. Sometimes we get offended at people for God, because we know they're not doing what He wanted us to do. And they can be actually working on the enemy's side. But God loves them too, and their soul is just as precious as ours. It's just as precious as yours. And the people that don't know that are trapped out there in the world because of the works of wicked men. You know, I don't like the fact that people die and become disconnected from the Lord forever because of the works of wicked men. But He loved the wicked men too. Jesus Christ died for all of us. Even the ISIS terrorist, He died for them too. And sometimes they get saved, and they help us out. You know, when a person gets saved, they love what they once hated, and they hate what they once loved. The life of God is in them, not the death of Satan. When the death of Satan is in a person, they see things totally different. Their logic is totally different. And if you have to guide your children according to God's word, or they will become, you know, they're inclined to become just like Satan. If you leave them to themselves and let them go unchecked. You know, from a certain point of view, as parents, we ought to teach our children what we know. Even if you're a professional, if you're a judge, or if you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor, start teaching them the things that you know. It may whet their appetite to do the things that you know. If you teach them right, if you teach them things, you know, they'll be more apt to go forward in life, and they'll have something to fall back on. You know, I'm a mechanic. I taught my son some of the things that I did. He wasn't interested in it like I was. But I tried to teach him what I know, because what I know can help him in life. He can work on his own vehicle. He'll know what to do. But it's up to them to get it. If they don't get it, then they'll have a harder time. And I taught my daughters things about their car so that they wouldn't tear them up. And, you know, you have to teach them to help them out. Well, you have to school them in the things of God, because there's an angry devil out there trying to destroy everything that they love. He'll try to sow evil people in your life instead of godly people, and then get you to have a problem with godly people. And I knew that he would do them that way. He did me that way. But I love my friends, all of them. And everybody's not always so godly at first. But when you introduce people to the light, then you're equipping them to make a sober choice for themselves. And they'll make that choice according to their own design, their own desires, and how they see things. But you're giving them something to work with. And that's what the Lord has done for us. When He revealed the light of God's word to us, He's given us something to work with. We'll receive what we'll receive. And that's what God will use to work with us, to help us out of this miry clay we're in. The world system is just like miry clay. It's like sewer filth. It's muck and mire. It's bad. It stinks. But if that's all you know, it's not that bad. But when the more you walk in God's ways, the the more you see the world for what it is. The more you follow God, the more the world starts stinking in your nostrils. And you see how filthy it is, how it robs people blind. And, you know, I think about people, how they do things. If you watch the news these days, it's so negative. Everything's negative. You know, they talk against the president. And if he lose, we lose. They need to be praying for your president. They take it personal. And it's foolish. That's not what God said. They did every president that way. Every one of them. The ones that, even the Christians, if they didn't like the president, they talked about him. So how much more will the world talk against the president that's trying to do right? And I believe all of them tried to do some good. But if they didn't like their platform, they worked against them. And both parties did this. They're guilty as Satan in doing that. They obstructed the president. They did Obama that way. They're doing Trump that way. They did Bush that way. They did Clinton that way. And they did Father Bush that way. It's bad. It's wrong. And now we need people who will follow God. If your president fail, you fail. If your Congress people fail, you fail with them. They do affect the way you live, and they can cause your taxes to be raised. They can cause your life to be harder than it has to be. And when they work against the common good, it hurts everybody, even themselves. And Satan's playing people. So in politics, I took a position where I don't talk against people that's in power. I pray for them just like the word said do. Not just my party, all of them. You have to pray for all of them. And the wicked is going to be wicked. They're going to do wickedly, but God can cause the wicked people to do what he needs them to do. And you have to pray for that. They don't change their heart. They still go to hell. But maybe we can get some laws passed that won't cause our country to be judged. And our country is going to be judged, because when you kill babies, and they're promoting this foolishness. The enemy did that to destroy us. See, the world system don't stink to everybody. But when you start learning who God is, and when you start learning what's right, you see the world for the nastiness that it really is. It's a trap. There are religious traps. There are sin traps. There are... See, the enemy know that if people do so much sin, God's got to come and judge them, even though he loves them. So he get people to fail in sin. Then he go and accuse them. Now you see how stinking this world is. They're playing right into Satan's hands. Anybody that will walk in strife, they're playing in his hands too. The wife that was wrong, the husband cheated on her, he didn't do right. He didn't take care of the children. And she's in strife. If she don't get out of strife, he got her too. Because he's going to do things. If she don't forgive him, then God won't forgive her for all the sins she's done. And we all have done sin. I don't want to pay for my sins when Jesus paid a high price for me. Now, if I receive forgiveness, I'm going to forgive. If I've been loved by God, I'm going to love others. And that's what I do. That's not popular in the world. It don't make sense to the world. The world has no appetite for the things of God, because it's the world system. But when you're saved and benefited by the blood of Jesus and his love towards you, you got to love people just like he loved you. And that can inspire people to change, but strife don't. When people get in strife, that's the worst thing they could do. They're angry, and they're looking at the person, and the person's always going to be a cloud over their life. And sometimes people want to change. They regret their actions, and they really want to do right, and they hate that they did wrong. But if when you get in strife and you get angry, you push them away, and they can't repent. I mean, you're not forgiving them. Then that relationship's dead. And no matter what they do, you get angry. If they ask for forgiveness, you're in strife. It will kill you. And then it's going to rob, you're going to get in other relationships and you're going to carry that baggage with you. If you don't forgive people, you're carrying their load. You're letting what Satan tricked them to do to kill the rest of what's left of your life. And if you don't forgive them and release them, then God's not going to release you, and you got to pay for all those millions of sins you did. See, the average person makes 1,000 decisions a day. And if their mind is not on God, their thoughts are not either. And if their thoughts are not on God, their actions are not on God. So they do millions of sins. All Adam did to get us in trouble was ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's it. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't slander anybody. He just did what God told him not to do one time. And that changed everything. Now, everybody on earth has done millions of sins in their lifetime. You can't pay that. You cannot pay that debt. So when people do you wrong, forgive them. The wife that cheats on the husband got it. Now he need to forgive her. If sometime the relationship can be restored, and sometime it don't get restored. But you still got to forgive the person. Especially if you have children. That's your children's other parent. And they need to know to love their parent and respect their parent and honor their parent. But when people take it personal, they think it's just because they're angry, they got a right to teach their children to be angry against their parent that either did wrong or they thought they did them wrong. And now the children are looking at them cross-eyed. They're looking at them like, I don't have to listen to you because mama said I don't have to listen to you, or daddy said I don't have to listen to you, or you betrayed us. And now the children get enough forgiveness and they don't listen. They think it's optional to listen to the parent. That's, you know, if the mother's offended at the father, they think that everything the father say, they don't have to listen to it because the mother's offended. And the same thing when fathers say, when they teach their children, they don't have to listen to their mother because your mother did me wrong. That's not the way you do it. You got to forgive them. People have regrets when they do wrong. And when you forgive them, then you release them to grow. Now, whether they grow or not is up to them. And I never taught my children to hate their mother. I love them all. I forgive people that do you wrong. If we have a disagreement, that's our disagreement. I forgive you for that. Go on and live. I'm going to live. That's how you can't let people hold you back, and you can't hold other people back. But when you go forward in the things of God, you're climbing out of the miry world. And the enemy sets everybody up. He don't just set you up. He tried to take a few people with you. He tried to take others with him. He'll use your sin to offend people and cause them problems and strife and do as much damage as possible to take you out. He's trying to kill you and your family. And one way he can do it is strife. Another way he can do it is temptation. Now, yesterday's broadcast, we talked about many gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Seducing spirits get you off track. They lure you into the mire, into the sewer filth. The doctrines of devils keep you there. They keep your life in a furious stalemate. You can't get out, and then he blames God for what you did wrong. He blamed God for your trap. He did it. He lured you into it. You went for it. Now, you're going to have attacks and you're going to have problems that's designed to keep you down. So while he's got you thinking wrong, he can keep you wrong. And if you fall for his lies, that's on you. That's not God's fault. If you're going to get out of the sewer filth, you're going to have to follow God. You're going to have to follow his love. You're going to have to fill your heart with his word. That's the only way to get out of this trap. And now he's about to come back. So a lot of people, they think they're going to heaven. They go to church. They love God. They even worship God. But they're in strife with their husband and they're in bitterness. And they're not going to be raptured. God's going to have to leave them here. And they're going to be confused. And the people they influence, that they see, when you're in strife, you get other people in your strife. And all the people, some people are not going to make it because they're offended at their best friend's husband for cheating on them. And they need to forgive him too. The enemy is crafty. And people don't know these things. If you're in strife with one person, if you don't forgive them, God won't forgive you. Jesus told the truth. You need to go back and study and look, take another look at what he said. Mark 11, 24 and 25. He taught us how to live by faith. But he said, if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you either. Now you're going to be left here stranded with the false prophet and the beast and all the misery that comes with the judgment. God's going to have to judge the world system. Now he's been waiting on sometimes our behalf so people can get right with him. He told me back in 2017, he said, tell my people my return is imminent and be ready that they be not left. And so many people are going to be left, caught off guard because they won't get out of strife. They won't forgive. Now, good pastors taught their congregations to do this. And the wisest people did this. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I learned from them. I said, Lord, I thought about how big the rapture would be. Sometimes when I thought about it, I said, I wonder if people will even notice the rapture when it happens. Because people don't do God's word like they should. So I asked him, I said, Lord, when you do rapture your people, what's the percentage that'll go with you? He said 25%. In this country, 25%. And this stopped me in my track. I thought, that's a low number. I thought at least half. No. 25%. That's very low to me. In some places, things won't even change. The babies will be gone. The toddlers will be gone. Some of the children will be gone. And anybody that believed on Jesus, they'll be gone. So it'll be noticeable. But the Christians, the adult Christians that would disappear in the rapture would be very few. And the Lord, he's doing this to spare them from the judgment. Because he loves us. And he cares for us. But he's going to keep his word. Now, if people don't keep his word and they get out of bounds, they just out of bounds. It's important to walk in love with everybody. And sometimes your love can make the difference. People do things and they get lured out there and it's offensive, but don't take it personal. If you take it personal, you won't let them go. It's an enemy out there. If there was no devil, they wouldn't do this. They wouldn't do these things. Some people are foolish. They go to the club. That's the first wrong. They go with their friends to the club or to a strip place. And spirits are there. And they follow you home. If you're interested in any device of Satan, he will use it against you. You go there and you get tempted. And that crap stays on your mind. It's sewer filth. And people, it funnels you downward into more sin and more sin. And it seemed fun for a while. Then you're trapped. You can't stop. And then you act on it. And some people go and get help. They go and get prayer. And they go to church. And they learn and they grow out of it. But the damage they did If their wife don't forgive them, or if their husband don't forgive them, and whoever they offended don't forgive, it caused problems, unnecessary problems, and it leaves greater hurdles for your children. Your children need to see you in God's face, honoring Him. Your children need to see you loving God, learning about Him, learning what you can do. Now, I'm enjoying all these wonderful things that I preach about. I enjoy the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, the guidance of God, the counsel of God. I love when He talks to me and teach me things. And it helps me to understand His position. And I see the world for what it is, and I avoid it with more intensity. Now, I'm having a good time. A party's going on in me. I'm having a good time in the Lord. And my children, when I talk to them, I talk to them about the things God teach me, and it helps. At strategic time, I say things that they need. And they know me for me. They know how I've been consistent. Your children need to see you do the same thing. Enjoy the Lord and go around people. Make friends with people who love God. God will give you friends that love Him. And they become a network of faith. They help you through prayer. They help you if you get sick, you need people that's not, that don't feel the pain you do to believe with you. It's harder to believe God for healing when you hurt. And it's easier when to get somebody to pray for your wife that you hadn't seen in a while. They're not as emotionally attached. If they hear that she's sick and they're out of town, they can pray in faith. Their faith not, they don't, they're not looking at nothing to distract them. That's why he said, go to the elders. If you're sick, go to the elders. They'll pray the prayer of faith and you will be healed. There's no doubt that you won't be healed. And your children need to see you win in life. And avoid Satan's tactics. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.